Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. Scott Robbins will be walking in here in about 10 seconds. Got to grab something last second. Well, this was kind of a surprise to a lot of people today, David.
Yeah, it was. Out of nowhere, the tweets start going out. The announcement was made that Joe Biden was going to be showing up with the old angry liberal boomer poodle, Howard Stern.
Doesn't that sound like desperation?
That does sound, well, for both, honestly. But anyway, yeah, I mean, Howard Stern is a big disappointment to me. I'll just say that.
You're not the only one.
I'll leave it there. But yeah, so Joe Biden shows up on Howard Stern. Of course, Howard Stern, the teeth have been taken out of his signature abrasive style because he's just a shill for the left now. Yeah. And yes, you're right. It was kind of desperation because they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't hype it up more, because you would think if you're Howard Stern, you would want to let people know, hey, by the way, this is going to be happening. And they let everybody know with like a few minutes to go until airtime.
Maybe they were making sure Joe was of right mind to try to do this, like hopped up. I don't have any idea.
Well, then the answer is wake up call.
That's what, well, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Through it, yeah.
Yeah. But there's some highlights.
There are. I mean, Joe Biden just once again lied his tail off during this interview about things that don't matter really, but it just gives you a sense of who this guy is. Joe Biden, he's on Howard Stern, and at one point he was recounting a tale about a conversation he had with his mother.
Okay.
Oh, boy. She said, Joey, let me remember. True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, to was, you know, 70 homes built in one suburbia. And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested by standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
What?
Yeah. When did this happen?
It never happened. Ever. Joe Biden was not standing defiantly on a black family's porch during the civil rights movement, and he was not forcibly removed by police and thrown in jail. That did not happen.
Golly.
All right. Maybe there's no reason he just lies in general because he's been doing it so long he's used to it. Is there something where he's seeing numbers with the black vote that somehow I've got to get the black vote back, and if I can tell this story, maybe I'll get it? I'm trying to figure it out, man.
You're going to say it to the audience that's the oldest, whitest, bitterest group in radio history?
Like, I don't know, man.
I mean,
this doesn't make any sense.
You're going to be sitting there going, yeah, man, Biden's our guy because he just told us a story that we've never heard before, that he was arrested while trying to support a black family moving into the neighborhood. Was that before or after he saw a gay couple holding hands on the sidewalk and his dad in 1950s Scranton was saying, yeah, they just love each other, Joey. Come on, man.
Exactly.
When he walked Jackie Robinson to Brooklyn to the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they suited up together and they went out and played together.
Of course, yeah.
Well, did you see what he was doing yesterday? Trying to be like the man that supports police. And then he tried to take his own sort of past again and make it about himself. Did you hear this?
No.
Where he says, oh, listen to this.
Every time a police officer puts on that shield every morning, their husband or wife, whatever it is, or child, worries about, will they get that phone call? Will they get that phone call? I got one of those phone calls in a different circumstance.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, he said that.
Is that?
He was criticized by many for that, obviously.
That an officer, a family finding out that their police officer loved one was killed in the line of duty,
mm-hmm.
is which one? The same as his son dying from cancer, which of course is a tragedy. Different thing, though.
Right.
Or when his first wife ran a stop sign and got killed.
Yeah, also tragic. But what he's been criticized about, he's always trying to make it about himself.
Yeah.
Always. And somehow, I don't know if that is just... Well, I mean, I would say he was coached on that to say, well, you know, you're a man of empathy, and so you could say, I relate to you. But we already know the guy's been lying his butt off ever since he got into politics, and maybe before that. I mean, he's a pathological liar.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, I mean, part of me just trying to figure out, well, why would he say this here? I don't know. He's a pathological liar. He lies about everything.
He, like, works in these wondrous stories to whomever he's talking to.
Yes.
You know, it's that way all the time. Remember the truck driver? He drove a truck. Remember he drove an 18-wheeler when he was with the truckers?
Yes. And then every time we have this conversation, we go back to the Van Camp theory that he's just a time traveler.
He's an accidental time traveler. And you know, at one point he was a truck driver. At one point he was raised in the Puerto Rican community. At one point he was, I mean, he's like a time traveling Forrest Gump, okay?
Yeah. Except you'd rather hang with Forrest.
Be more fun.
A lot more fun. Yeah. Okay, so Biden on Howard Stern today. There'll be more of that to get to coming up in a bit. Got a clip of Donald Trump, David.
Well, earlier this week, Joe Biden read the teleprompter cues again, getting confused and trying to start his own four more years chant, and then reading the word pause.
Yes.
Which is just classic. Hilarious. Donald Trump talked about that on Newsmax.
Well, I watched him yesterday making the speech, and he was reading it, and he goes, pause. Can you imagine? If I did that, it would be over, okay? It would be front page news. And he reads pause, and he didn't know exactly what happened. The audience was a little rather stunned. But this is what we have, and we have them negotiating with Putin and President Xi of China and Kim Jong-un of North Korea.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Dude, they made a big deal out of the fact that he used two hands to pick up a glass of water.
I remember that, yes.
Or remember when he said, and I honestly, we kind of had fun with it too, when Donald Trump said United States, but it came out like United States.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of a funny moment. And so Trump is right. I mean, if he was reading the cue on the teleprompter and he says, four more years, pause. Pause. Yeah. They'd be bringing in like all sorts of specialists, people who work in the senility wing of an old folks home. I mean, that media would be all over that.
Absolutely. And when he did it, the day he did it and we're playing it, like, I can't believe he just did that. And asking the question, is legacy media going to play that at all? Like, you know, hey, the cognitive decline, it's been an issue.
Did you see it anywhere?
Of course. No.
No,
did you?
No.
Of course not.
After we played it yesterday, I'm like, well, somebody's got to pick this up, right?
No. Good news about the economy, David. Switching gears to that.
Yeah,
this is hilarious, too.
Yeah, there was a disappointing GDP report that came out this week where economic growth is at its slowest since 2022, basically because you don't have a bunch of one-time debt payoffs juicing the stats this time around, or, you know, a lot of cargo getting dumped off all at once, that kind of stuff, which has artificially inflated the numbers. White House economist Jared Bernstein, though, he was on Fox Business, and he said, well, if you look at it carefully, it's actually really good news, okay?
Oh, okay. We're all going to get educated here. All right.
Yeah, I think this GDP report, especially once you get under the hood, you take out some of those more volatile components, add in the very strong job market for that, and I think you understand the underlying economy is solid as ever.
These people don't get it, man.
If you take out the bad stuff, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. 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 What's the Chicago White Sox record right now, Scott?
They've won 3 games and lost like 23.
But when you look under the hood.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They're trending up. The hitting is coming around.
Well, batting average on balls in play is actually up from last year.
Right. I mean, if you ignore 22 wins or 22 losses and focus on the 3 wins, they're having a great year so far.
Did you see them in warm-ups? Guys actually catching the ball with their gloves?
No. Yeah.
They're able to throw it to the other player? I mean, if people want to be negative, that's fine, but there's a lot of good happening here.
One guy caught it in his hat. He was out in the outfield. It was spectacular.
Unbelievable. Oh, that's hilarious. They do this every time.
Yep.
Okay. Something else. Someone at Emory got arrested?
Yeah, cops made several arrests at Emory University because of the pro-Hamas protests going on. One of the videos making the rounds is of cops trying to arrest a middle-aged woman. And here's the setup. What happened here? She's a professor, apparently. Okay. She grabbed the arm of a cop, or she approached the cop on his gun side as he's down trying to arrest one of the people who was trespassing. So okay. He's down. His back is turned to her. She approaches very quickly and tries to touch him, again, on his gun side. Ooh. So another cop sees this and says, no, grabs her, moves her out of the way, and then she resists. And he winds up taking her to the ground and handcuffing her because bleep around and find out. Don't
do that.
Yeah, that's
what happens.
It's a chaotic situation, and if a cop sees you lurching towards the gun side of one of his fellow officers with his back turned to you, you're going to have a bad time, I promise you. This audio, the left wants you to believe that this is like this grave affront to democracy and freedom.
Okay.
I think it's the funniest audio I've heard all day.
Oh. Roll it. You are fascist. You are Hitler.
You are Hitler. Yeah. Says a dude in the crowd. Yeah.
Oh.
I am a professor.
Oh, that means hit her twice.
I am a professor of economics. Is what she said. Oh. In that case,
yeah,
it's
well,
totally
you're free
fine.
To go. Yeah. You sneak up behind me whenever you want, Professor.
These pampered people, like, yeah. we can do anything to police we want, and we expect them, nothing done back. That's not the way it works.
Professor, you will let me go.
Just reminds me of the old Saturday Night Live sketch with Will Ferrell, where it's this awkward family dinner, and Dad is just like, he's got a short fuse, everything's fine, and then everybody starts arguing, and then he gets everybody to quiet down by yelling, I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Oh, what? The weak dude with the patchy beard yelling, you're the Hitler, fascist! Yeah. Okay, tough guy, whatever you say. Man, we've also got audio of a student owning a professor from UCLA. It's hilarious. That and so much more to get to coming up.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It was 2024, so you knew there would be some sort of BLM type coverage going on this year.
Yeah.
Didn't know exactly what it was going to be. And for a while now, we're like, okay, it looks like this is it. All these crazy protests on college campuses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not resonating with people a whole lot.
No, not
so. Are they going to try to recreate another George Floyd?
I think so. They've been trying. Media has, little by little, and again, people just don't seem to have the appetite for it. CBS Mornings, though, they're trying to get the riot season off and running. This is based on a situation in Canton, Ohio, which happened last week. Here's how they introduced the story, by the way.
Okay. I suppose we should mention they tried this a few weeks ago in Chicago.
Yeah, it didn't work. Well,
the guy fired at the cops.
Yeah, he shot a cop.
How do they think that's going to resonate with people? My goodness. All right, roll it.
Newly released police body cam video shows hard-to-watch footage of the death of a black man after he was arrested in Ohio. Now, this happened in Canton last week as officers confronted Frank Tyson after a car accident.
After a car accident, right?
Right.
Well, here's what happened. As of now, this is the story. Frank Tyson crashed his car into a pole. The pole fell into the middle of the street. He fled the scene, went into a bar. So the cops find out where he's gone, and they go to get him. Actually, people in the neighborhood are telling him he went in there. Go get him.
Right.
Something's not right with him. So the cops go get him. Everyone in the bar is saying, get this guy out of here because he's causing a problem. Something is going on. He resists arrest, so they put him to the ground. At one point, a cop does have a knee braced between the guy's shoulder blades, but he's not really applying pressure, which is obvious because the guy is still moving.
Right.
He's not pinned down to the ground. It's just the knee is there just in case he tries to get up and move.
Well, and if we believe the narrative that we've heard over the last few years, if you are that person in that situation with a knee on your back, you're going to cooperate 100% or they could kill you.
Right. Anyway, once he's on the ground and cuffed, the cops start processing the scene. A few minutes later, they notice, hey, he's not moving, and unusually so. So they find out he's unconscious. They do CPR. They take him to the hospital. He was pronounced dead. It seems fairly obvious his death had nothing to do with the cops. He's a bigger guy. May have had a heart attack, honestly.
Okay.
Here's how it went on CBS Mornings, though.
Okay.
As they continue struggling, Tyson can be heard saying he can't breathe.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't breathe.
You're fine.
Okay, do they report at all in this story? That is the common phrase now, and cops know this throughout the country, that people will start yelling, I can't breathe.
Yeah, which if you can yell, I can't breathe, you can breathe.
Correct. Yes. I'm guessing they didn't mention
that.
No,
they didn't say that.
Of course not.
Nearly 5.5 minutes pass before the officers check on him.
Did he calm down?
Yeah, he might be out.
Almost 3 minutes later, one of the officers begins performing chest compressions.
Come on, man.
For several more minutes, the officers perform CPR before medics took over and transported him to the hospital. He was pronounced dead there less than an hour later.
Okay. So what's the appropriate thing to do? You wait, you get the test back. What happened?
Well, sure.
Yeah. And
not if you're CBS News.
Well, no, that makes bad TV.
No, you're suggesting that cops in Canton, Ohio just
killed
a black guy for no reason.
Right.
Just because he was in a car accident. It's like, well, we don't even know that anything the cops did contributed to his death. If anything, I mean, this is one of those moments where that's a local story. That's not a national story.
No, it is not. But that's our media. It's propaganda. And I know still some people you will try to tell that to and give them reasons why you say it, and they'll look at you like you are a nut. Tinfoil hat, propaganda. No, it's just news.
Yeah.
No, that is propaganda. 100%. You're absolutely right. All right. There's much more to get to. We got to get to that audio from UCLA where the student just owns this professor.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear this.
The shrieking of this woman. I mean, making no sense. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day. Well, probably we'll see what happens with riot season that's been going on. Joe Biden was on Howard Stern's show, and apparently, I didn't know this, but He claims that he was arrested just for standing on the porch of a black family's house. The comparison has been made that he thinks of himself as the main character in the movie The Jerk.
Oh, that's
Steve
right.
Martin.
Yeah.
He was raised by a black family.
And he was living
born a poor black child.
Yes.
He was living in a little apartment behind the filling station. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. We'll get to that. Oh, and a round of What's Your Story? Straight ahead right here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. Scott Robbins. Okay, couple of clips. The madness in the country right now with the anti-Israel, anti-Jew protests going on.
Mm-hmm.
The leader of the Columbia protest. This is wild.
Dude, it is. One of the leaders, at least, of the pro-Hamas protest going on at Columbia is a dude named Kamani James. He goes by he, she, they pronouns because, of course, he does. Now, a few months ago, he had...
Biological male, though?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I saw.
Because, honestly, I've heard the clip and saw, and I could not tell.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right.
He, she, they. All right, so just grab bag of whatever. A few months ago, he had to talk to Columbia University administrators because he'd posted online that he would kill Zionists, given the chance, and that he was always armed. That's actually a crime in New York City. He's not old enough and does not have that little piece of plastic from the state of New York to carry a gun.
Well, how about that?
Terrible. So they give him a pre-disciplinary hearing, basically just trying to get his side of the story before deciding what to do. This is in January. He live-streamed the hearing. This is the part where he's actually talking to representatives from the university.
Okay.
Do you see why that's problematic in any way?
No. During the Haitian Revolution, their Haitian slaves had to kill their masters in order to gain their independence. And these were masters who were white supremacists. What is a Zionist? A white supremacist. If an individual who identifies as a Zionist...
Time out. Is this person, Kamani or whoever, are they being held captive?
I don't know, and I will say this. There are people in my family who would be very, very surprised to find out, and they grew up in the 50s, they'd be very surprised to find out that Jews are white. Because that was not their lived experience, I will tell you that.
No, but that's the modern-day understanding, isn't it? All the same, just bad.
Threatens my physical safety in person, i.e. puts their hands on me. I am going to defend myself. And in that case scenario, it may come to a point where I don't know when to stop.
As far as anyone wanting to put their hands on you, I think, you know, you're safe there.
So I got sterile gloves on.
Just sometimes people fear things that aren't going to happen. True, just trying to calm the fears there of that happening. What a nut.
Yeah. Well,
and then goes on to say Jews don't deserve to live.
Yeah. Well, this was after the hearing, and he had this rant.
Okay.
If we can agree as a society, as a collective, that people, that person, some persons need to die, why would we want people who are supporters of genocide to live? Be glad. Be grateful. That I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. Zionists, they don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone Zionists don't deserve to live. And so, yes, I feel very comfortable calling for those people to die. And with that being said, Kamani is signed out. See you in New York real soon.
I don't know what that was, but he put
I'm not quite sure.
Pathetic dork.
He put out a statement, by the way, that said, when I recorded it, I had been feeling unusually upset after an online mob targeted me because I am visibly queer and black. Please, dude, stop it. No, you said on Hinge Things. And it's kind of crazy that he's still on campus because he said he was illegally in possession of a gun and was willing to kill people.
Correct.
That's a red flag.
Yes, 100%. And if you think, well, this is just one sort of lone goof. No, this person is instrumental in leading stuff on the campus. Did you see the clip of this person, like, forming the whole human wall thing?
Oh, the human wall where they all joined hands. Yes, I did see that.
They were directing that.
Yeah.
Okay, finger on the button just in case, David. I think I have the audio of that.
Oh, boy.
NYC. No, that's not it yet. Where's the one? I want to know. Where's that? Yeah. Yes, this is it. And it sounds, are you talking about a religion? Holy crap, man.
Upon our privacy.
Yes, get him to chant this crap.
And try to disrupt our community. Please join me in this chain.
Yeah, that's that nut.
That's like David Koresh stuff.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wow.
Also, you're saying you're visible. You want to raise awareness about something, but please respect my privacy. They must have graduated from the same program as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Please respect my privacy while I do this Netflix series.
Exactly. I mean,
golly.
They're exactly who you think they are. They're clueless. They have no idea how the world works. If that person is in Gaza or the West Bank for a day, they don't live to see tomorrow, more than likely.
That's very culty sounding, man.
Oh, dude.
That's crazy.
100%.
It's frightening.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, that UCLA thing. I'll just make that my story today. I'll lead that today since it's that time of the show. Do this every day at this time. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. So I'll start with my story today. I saw this. So they got, of course, a big protest at UCLA. Right? Of course, campuses all over the place. This kid, I don't know how tall he is. I'm trying to paint the picture for you. I'm guessing he's 6'1", 6'2". Shaggy dark hair. Standing amongst all these anti-Israel protesters and is standing up sort of like on this fountain type area. And there's a professor that's maybe 10 feet away from him. And he just has the Jewish flag. He's just holding it. And he's basically saying to other Jewish students, don't be fearful. Don't be fearful of these people. Like, thinking, man, it takes stones to do that. Yeah. Not everybody would do that. Good for him. And so all of a sudden, someone's taking video and you hear this person say, can you get out of this space? And he moves a couple feet and then starts saying, this is a UCLA professor. And then at least, I think, totally owns her. He starts here. Go somewhere else.
This is a professor here at UCLA University.
Yes, I am. And I'm talking about the truth. It's a genocide. What's your problem?
I really don't know what the definition of a genocide is.
I don't know.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a professor.
I don't know what the definition
UCLA.
Of a genocide is.
She doesn't know the definition of a genocide.
Because she was talking about genocide.
Right.
And now she's offended. I'm a professor. You saying I don't know?
Yeah, tell me. It's a Greek name. It comes from genos, which is genos, and genoktonia. It's like the killing of a whole nation.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Then why has the Palestinian population number only been increasing since 1948? Genuine question. How is that a genocide if the population has only been increasing?
Who can help me here to answer this question? Can you help me?
No, I want to help you.
Well,
it's weird because you have this protest, but all of a sudden it's like she's the professor of the class saying, can someone help me answer this question?
I spew this nonsense. I just don't know what it means.
Right.
Right.
Fantastic.
And now I don't know how to answer that. How do I call it a genocide
when the
if the population's been growing since this time?
Yeah, if we're killing everybody, right?
Right. And so...
You want to help me? Okay, so you think for 70 years the Palestinian people...
And the whole question is, do you think they've been treated fairly? Well, that's not the question.
No.
Yeah. That.
Let's get back to genocide here. Okay?
Yeah, that's a totally different topic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you corner someone with facts and they don't know what to do. They start shrieking.
Do they have a choice? The kids that are getting died in massive graves. Do they have a choice? They have a choice? Do they have a choice to get born there?
professor at UCLA.
Yes, I am a professor in Amherst, but they don't have a choice. Don't have a choice, the kids. But that
the
kids
only kids. People that are oppressing the Palestinian people are Hamas, the terrorist organization.
I don't see that. I just see people getting killed. People that they didn't have any choice.
She doesn't see that. She doesn't see that it's Hamas. She's mm-hmm. not educated. She's a professor.
Who does she think started this thing and is running the country?
She doesn't know. Yeah. She doesn't see that part.
I think you know, but you're just not going to say it because it kills your argument.
Absolutely. And yeah. it goes on and on. And they don't have a choice. And again, every once in a while, I go, professor, right here, UCLA. And then you get to this part.
I'm just saying that. And I'm saying that you want to provoke the people here with not a good reason.
You're provoking people here with no good reason.
By asking questions.
Yeah, he's just holding the flag and telling other Jewish students, don't be fearful of these clowns.
Do I look like I'm provoking?
Yes, you can't fear to provoke them. That's what you're doing.
They're spreading fear.
They're not spreading fear.
They're spreading
they're
hatred.
Trying to protect the innocent kids that they're meaning more.
And all of a sudden, it's exactly who you think it is. A hysterical older woman that doesn't have the facts.
But she's a professor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're paying thousands of dollars for, to learn something from these people. Yeah, the curtain's been pulled back, kids.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, for the story today, what do you got, David?
Jeff Bezos' fiance has apparently been working on a movie the last couple of years. She's paid $2 million herself, quote-unquote herself, to get it made. But there's been a lot of problems with it, production issues, because it's a low-budget movie. They didn't really have A-team talent on or behind the camera. And some of that is also because Lauren Sanchez, that's Jeff Bezos' fiance, some of it's because of her, like, showing up on the movie set, making crazy demands. There was an incident involving a helicopter where she wanted to land on the set. And some of the crew was like, hey, we got basic protocol here that we got to respect, and kind of getting in the way. Well, the movie is finished. There was a final cut made.
Okay.
But apparently it's so terrible that it's been shelved. No one will pick it up. The coldest part is Amazon will not pick it up. Her fiance owns it.
Oh,
owns
wow.
Amazon. And Amazon's,
but he's got,
like,
somebody else running it, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to be able to make the call now and say, listen, man, right. I know it's terrible, but hey, it's my fiance.
I have watched a movie on Amazon Prime that is about prehistoric tarantulas that come out of a volcano in Los Angeles and terrorize people. It is a horrible movie. How bad does your movie have to suck that your fiance's wow. husband won't make a call to get it on the platform that he's involved in?
Should have just let her make a record. A lot easier.
By the way, man, and listen, people can do whatever they want with plastic surgery, but the public usually responds when you've just gone that step too far.
Yeah.
Is she like three or four steps too far?
Yeah.
She doesn't look like a human anymore.
No, you put her in front of a heater, she'd melt. I mean, she would. There's a lot of plastic in there, baby.
Wow.
Yep.
For What's Your Story, what do you got today, Scott?
Governor Ron DeSantis. Golly. I sometimes look at Ron DeSantis and go, okay. He's biding his time, right? He just posted a video responding to Joe Biden's change to Title IX, which would compel schools to allow biological males to compete and dominate in female sports.
Mm-hmm.
DeSantis said, hey, Joe, we're not doing it. Florida's response, he said, what happens here is Joe Biden is trying to inject gender ideology into education, undermining opportunities for girls and women, violating parents' rights, and abusing his constitutional authority. We will never comply.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah. I wish there was more governors with the stones to stand up like him.
He does it right.
I just wish there were.
Yeah. And we'll get to a clip later on of him talking about all the nonsense going on with the protests.
Unbelievable.
Not doing that.
Yep.
In Florida, which is refreshing to see. Okay. Wow, I hadn't even heard this yet. I can't wait for David to give the story. Adam Schiff robbed during a San Francisco campaign stop?
Yes!
That and much more straight ahead. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want
to
do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off for your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Obviously, a lot of people nervous right now. The world getting crazier every day. And the economy, top of mind, as always.
Yeah, and it's a good thing to start thinking about your savings and investments. Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation and world events spiraling out of control can render cash worthless.
Yeah, real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. You guys know that.
Yep. There are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for thousands of years.
Yeah, and that's why people are flocking to it right now, why Birch Gold Group is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold.
And the best part is it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text MVCR to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold.
You can find out how easy it is to protect your money from an economic storm. Just text MVCR to 989898 and secure your savings with Birch Gold today. All right, David. Adam Schiff in the news.
Yeah, he's running for Senate in California now. You may know that. He was doing a campaign swing up in San Francisco. And sure enough, he had to show up to a fundraiser wearing like a little vest and some hiking boots and casual wear instead of the suit and tie because his luggage got stolen out of his car.
Wow.
Guy parks. The car is parked in a downtown parking garage and someone smashed out the windows and took all his luggage.
You hear about that. It happens all the time.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. So somebody's walking around the streets of San Francisco in Adam Schiff's suit, right? Well,
no, they're not, because those are tailor-made for his little neck.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Smaller neck, yeah.
Someone and a bigger head, if I remember. Yeah. I remember Trump riffing on that.
I watched this Adam Schiff the other day, Shifty Schiff. Guy's nothing. He's nothing. We call him Watermelon Head. He's a perfect shape.
You forgot that one, didn't you?
I did.
Well, somebody's out there pretending to be the Incredible Hulk, though, right? That's what I'd do if I found, like, a shirt that was about 10 sizes too small around the neck. Everything else fits fine, but for some reason, that little neck hole is tiny. You just sort of, like, flex your neck muscles, and all of a sudden it tears, and you're like, Hulk smash! That's what I would do.
Oh, happen to see this? Different surveys being taken all the time. 6% of Americans think we should have a 7-day work week. Scott Robbins, one of the 6%.
No, not a 7-day work week. No,
six. You were fine with six.
I've worked sixes a lot. Yes.
Yes.
not for a while, but
whenever four gets brought up, you use your, just lose your mind.
Oh, come on, man.
What?
You gotta do something on Friday, right?
I thought that was interesting. Most popular answer, actually, 5 days with 45% of the vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. How about this? Biden does an interview with Howard Stern, of all people.
Yeah, it was sort of a surprise announcement this morning that he was going to be stepping into the studio doing a live interview with the burnout poodle and angry boomer liberal Howard Stern.
I know, David, you have a couple of clips. Did you see anything written up about this? Like what questions Stern asked? Because I think people were hopeful that he would actually ask some serious questions.
He's a Jew, right?
I don't know what, Howard.
Yeah, I think he's Jewish.
Is practicing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I'm saying on a number of different things. Are you really going to ask him about the border?
Yeah.
He could ask about the protests. He could ask about a number of serious issues. But at least from clips I've heard so far, none of that was really addressed.
Yeah, but he did talk about way back in the day in the 70s when Joe Biden was a young senator, the ladies couldn't get enough of Joe. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've heard. Of course. Is this what we're talking about here?
Didn't.
Yeah.
Stern's still doing that shtick? Okay.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States senator, you were a catch.
And so... Yeah. And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
On the sentence?
Oh, man. Yes, he did give up on that sentence.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think...
Stern asked this sort of stuff of everybody. That's the worst answer I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think the premise was sort of finding a new wife after his first wife died and all that. But, like, one, no, we didn't hand that over to the Secret Service because senators don't have Secret Service protection. That's obviously a lie. And then do we really think that there were ladies sending, like, salacious photos to Joe Biden?
Okay, follow me here for a second because there's part of me that doesn't doubt that. I mean... In the 80s, you could just be a crappy DJ on about any station in America, and you'd get some crazy pictures sent to you. Am I lying, Scott Robbins?
No. And
so to think that a senator wouldn't get a couple of those, you know, the bar's not very high is what I'm saying, David.
Okay.
At least at that time. I know that was the decade you were born, but Polaroids were a thing.
Didn't you call yourself the governor on air?
No, I never called myself the governor on air, you jerk.
The governor of rock and roll.
No, never went by that. Good night. Hey, I'm supposed to do this stuff to you, not the other way around. That's hilarious.
Hey, Jamie. I thought you'd enjoy this picture of me.
Oh, good night,
man. I'd like to be your first lady.
No thanks. No. I wouldn't. I was going to say appreciate it, but I don't. Don't do that ever again, please.
Okay, I won't.
No, I'm talking about the ladies that would send stuff that. It's like, no, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, they'd bring you food.
Well, I'm sure now it's just it's selfies, just it's sent digitally. Mm-hmm. Probably still happens.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even know if it's them now with AI. Hell, it could be anybody.
Oh, yeah. You brush that up in a hurry.
Yep.
No doubt about that. Yeah, it would have been cool if... Howard Stern actually would have. He used to tackle controversial issues. I haven't heard the show in eons. It just clips during COVID where he sounded like a terrified housewife or something. It's strange.
Yeah.
But USC, did you hear? They've canceled graduation ceremony. And
I mean,
really? you can't get security around right now to where you can have a graduation ceremony. You're afraid of the terrorists?
You know, one thing about this, too, is when you think about this, these same kids didn't get a graduation from high school.
On that? Okay. I saw a clip of this girl that talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't because of COVID.
And I suppose, I mean, there's part of you that will hear this maybe and think, okay, you know, you're bratty. You know, this isn't the end of the world. It's a graduation. At the same time, for me, and I'll just say it, my daughter's the same age, graduating from college this year, and did not have the high school graduation. And if they canceled that, it's not so much the ceremony, it's everything that goes with it.
Because
your family's coming in, there's a celebration, that sort of thing. I don't even know this girl's name, but you could tell, man, she was, like, dumbfounded.
So USC just canceled our graduation. I have no words. Like, this is so, like, it's actually comical at this point. If you don't know, the seniors that are graduating college right now are the seniors that graduated in 2020, where we didn't have a high school graduation, and a lot of us had, like, drive-through fake graduations or no graduation at all.
And I do remember that. It was just absolutely ridiculous. And if you think about it, who is canceling this right now, and who canceled it then?
Yeah, same people. Same people. Liberals.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Very much so. I think in the end, I mean, she goes on, you know, for a while to talk about it, you know, saying things you could probably imagine. But I think they're going to try to make the best of it.
I understand maybe. This is disappointing. Like,
yeah, see, I added
come
that.
Come on. So now all my roommates are depressed, and we all literally were just sitting in the living room, like,
yeah, because I think they just finished their last class. That was the deal. And so they were all feeling good, like, oh, we're done. We got graduation coming up. And then they get the email. And in the email, it's like, well, we have other fun things planned for you.
Yeah.
Other activities, you know.
In tears, but not much we can do about it. So we're going to make the most of it. But ridiculous. Sucks.
Yeah, it does
suck. And have fun at your croquet tournament they've set up for you.
I mean, yeah, you can say, yeah, it's not the end of the world, you know, because, I mean, the graduation, okay, whatever, you got your degree, right. Now you get to go out in the real world. I mean, yeah, it sucks, but whatever. She has seems like a decent attitude about it and decent approach, but I just have to go down the hypothetical highway here for a moment and say, what if there is a massive MAGA protest?
Are you kidding me?
That has people concerned about security, and it led to the shutting down of a graduation ceremony. That would be the top story in America. And honestly,
Roberts would be weeping. Savannah would be weeping.
They wouldn't even do it. They wouldn't even shut down the demonstration. All those people would be in prison. And to me, I think somebody's got to grow a pair there and say, listen,
right?
One, we're going to lock this down. Nobody is going to do anything violent. Nobody's going to do anything stupid here. And if you try, you're going to be arrested. And if you're a student, you're going to be banned. If you're a graduate, we're rescinding your degree. Period. And by the way, we're going to have a couple of rednecks out there with, beanbag shotguns. And just, you're going to get popped. Okay?
Fun.
You try anything, they're going to do it. They're not even police, actually. They're just guys we found. So,
yeah,
they're good shots, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what CNN had on? Was it last night or the night before? They're covering the Columbia stuff, and the reporter is going back and forth with one of the protesters that's got his whole face covered with a picnic handkerchief thing. And he's like, "Why don't you take off your mask? Why are you scared to take off your mask?" And it just goes back and forth, and finally, the dude kind of shuts it down.
It's getting a little rough now. People like this who won't show their face but are trying to intimidate us by filming us. So the atmosphere is getting a little unpleasant now, I've got to say. So earlier what happened, protesters started, the guy's still filming me. I mean,
I'm just filming you, Ace.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, I mean, show your face. Show your face. Why are you scared?
Yeah, that dude keeps saying to the CNN guy, why are you scared? Why are you scared?
Why are you scared to show your face? Anyway. More than 50 of them were arrested.
You support genocide? That's what you support?
Is that what you support, genocide?
Mm-hmm.
For people like you, well.
Anyway, I think we should probably go because it's getting a little nasty here.
Yeah. What a bunch of punks. That's what it mostly is.
Yeah.
Might be some terrorists mixed in. You're not quite sure.
Well, who knows?
I'm just saying you can get a, you know, retractable baton for like $15.
Oh, it'd save you money and take care of the issue. No problem at all. Meanwhile, White House trying to tackle some big issues right now. Like the fact that Joe Biden can't walk on grass? What?
Yeah. Yeah, there, Axios is reporting this. There's been a change in his White House departure and routine and return routine. Instead of walking across the South Lawn to and from Marine One, the helicopter, by himself, he's now surrounded by aides. The aides, they're supposed to be positioned between Biden and the press camera position outside of the White House. They're trying to draw less attention to the fact that the guy has the stiff gait. And that sometimes he struggles to walk on grass. It's a stutter.
The Hokas aren't helping?
No, they're not.
He got those new shoes that were supposed to help all this.
Yeah.
Maybe they need the trail version so he can walk on the grass. Not quite sure.
Golly.
But they got to position him in a certain place
so now. You can't see it.
Yeah, okay. So you can't really see it. Or it's not as obvious that it's this like old guy kind of shuffling around who gets lost sometimes.
Got it. And Axios actually had that story.
Yeah, they did.
I saw it too. Yeah.
Wow, man. Okay. Did you see this thing that was going around online? 10 things everyone does but never talks about? It's just kind of a funny sort of diversion from all the seriousness going on in the world. And see if this is really true. These are things that you've done and just never talk about it. You get a call from a weird number and then immediately Google it. Okay, I've done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
sometimes you answer it, Scott.
It depends, yeah.
Yeah. One pocket holds your phone, the other holds everything else you have. Yeah, I'm always thinking I'm going to scratch it.
Mm. I got to keep my phone in my pocket, yeah.
Okay. How about this? You need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone's standing in front of it. So you pretend to shop for something else until they move.
I never do that. I stand awkwardly behind them.
Depends on the situation,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, I stand there and go,
You're that guy.
Yeah.
How about this? You thought there was a bug on your neck, and then you try to get it, but it's the tag on your shirt?
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, yeah. That is something that we've all done then. Okay. The remote goes missing. You're convinced someone else is sitting on it, even after they check.
Yeah. Like,
well, can you actually get up?
Stand up. Stand up.
If you're the person sitting down and someone else does it to you, you're really irritated.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll say, well, let me check, but that's mainly because I like to, you know, still grab my wife's butt from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a little selfish reason to do it. Yeah.
Are you going to a store, you go to buy something, they don't have it, you walk out, but you feel bad about it, like you're stealing something?
Yeah, I've done that. I feel like they're looking at me, right? Yeah.
All right, the No BS election update, more straight ahead right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding,
bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know what it's time for? Our update. Roll it.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm allowed to do an research.
Right. Yeah. Pause. Okay. You know where this was happening?
USA!
That was in New York.
USA!
Not at a protest.
USA!
That was for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Probably heard different union bosses talking about Trump.
Wow.
Saying, yeah, like 70% of our members voting for Trump, tired of all the other nonsense. Trump also said this about Biden. It's funny.
He makes Jimmy Carter look great. Jimmy Carter is very happy because his presidency was brilliant by comparison. But this is the worst president we've ever had. He's destroying our country. Close the borders. You can do it in one phone call. You can close the borders. Close up the borders, Joe. Our country's going to hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is that. By the way, it's been talked about a lot with the trial going on in New York, and Trump can't campaign. He's just kind of tied down there. He's going to make the best of it. He's going to campaign. Did you hear about the Madison Square Garden idea?
I heard.
That's pretty good, man.
We're going to the South Bronx to do a rally. We're going to be doing a rally at Madison Square Garden, we believe. We think we're signing Madison Square Garden to do it. We're going to have a big rally honoring the police and honoring the firemen and everybody. Honoring a lot of people, including teachers.
Yeah.
He needs to take up a residency there like Billy Joel.
Yeah, right.
Just do like a month.
Well, it'll
like three times a week or something.
It'll be way better than Billy Joel, because when Billy Joel takes the stage, it's pure evil on display. Yeah. Donald Trump at least offers a glimmer of hope.
Yeah. Oh. Something interesting I saw in polling, and this was from a Substack, because, you know, Democrats are freaking out because the Hispanic vote is starting to sway Trump's way, and they're trying to figure out why that is. And it's the working class, more so than college educated, when it comes to Hispanics.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming thought is, you're taking from us. You're the jobs that we were trying to get ourselves, you're giving away. And the economy's terrible. This isn't working for us. But the one thing that Biden does have is the illegal immigrant vote.
Yeah.
Did you hear any of the interviews going on in Chicago with people that are here illegally? Because Chicago just approved another $70 million.
I don't get it, man.
For illegals. It's all
where's
by
this
design.
Coming from?
From the city.
Just printing money?
They were talking about putting
money.
People up in hotels now for 7 months. They were talking to this woman that had a baby there. And, you know, they had the interpreter, but it went like this.
How long have you been in this hotel?
7 months.
How was the service inside?
It was good because they helped us move forward and get a house.
Was the baby born here?
Yes.
Is the government giving you money to go to a house?
Yes.
How much?
I don't remember how much, but I have to leave now.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Don't want to talk about this.
By the way, they love Biden. They're a little scared of Trump. Begin with an interpreter.
Thanks to the North American President Joe Biden, we are all North American.
Since we've arrived, he has treated us good. We are thankful for his support, and we love him.
If I could vote, I would vote for Biden.
Are you going to be able to vote in the elections?
My dream is to vote. Get my document to vote. That is my dream. They give us the opportunity to vote, Joe Biden is number one.
Are the migrants afraid if Donald Trump wins the election?
Yes. The truth is yes. Yes, there is fear.
Yeah. So Biden's got that going for him.
There you go.
Well, it's one voting block he doesn't have to worry about. Yeah.
What a lot of people are like, okay, how are they going to try to rig this system so people illegally can vote? And when people say, oh, you can't, dead people voted last time. You don't know. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, biggest story today, David. Oh, something else from Chicago, real quick. We'll get to this later. The Chicago residents, born and raised in Chicago, they're not happy about any of this.
I bet not. They should.
Nobody. Yeah, we can get to that. But biggest story of the day?
Biggest story of the day, of course, the political horse race continues, and Donald Trump was talking a little bit about the prosecutions that have been relentlessly following him and keeping him off of the campaign trail. And he gave a little warning to people that, by the way, you know, you get what you give.
Well, we'll get to that. Oh, and sort of a man on the street bit with some of the anti-Israel people is hilarious. Coming up. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley. I'm the Gen Xer, the millennial, David Van Camp, the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins. Speaking of sexy, we're going to get to sexy in a second. Before we get there, mention this during our election update. As far as illegal immigration, it's been pretty crazy. Chicago residents, and not just them, it's residents of a lot of different cities, like, hey, what's going on? All this money is going to people here illegally. What about us? Especially the Democrats have told us they need to help us more and more, and they're the ones that are looking out for us. They campaign on it. And all of a sudden, we got nothing. All these other people, another $70 million for illegal immigrants in Chicago, getting put up in hotels and giving cash cards and all this stuff. So some of the residents are unhappy about it. You can probably understand it.
They treating them better than real residents. Like, they giving them shit that they ain't give us. And we born and raised in Chicago.
Taking care of the migrants more than the actual residents of the city. We trying to get them out of our city, to be honest with you. They have been, like, robbing and stealing phones, robbing people and stuff like that.
There's a lot of crime.
Hold on. Time out. You can't say that. That's
racist
and xenophobic.
Well, why do they need to steal phones? Didn't they get free ones?
Yeah, but you could sell the other phones and make a profit.
Oh, I see, and then you steal another one. You're like, okay,
sure,
got
yeah.
it. Okay.
And not so much for your own use, but, you know.
Yeah. Robbing and stealing phones, robbing people and stuff like that.
Is there a lot of crime from the migrants here?
Yes, of course, definitely. You know, they're stealing, robbing. But the difference between the citizens of Chicago, there's no accountability for the migrants.
What?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll stop voting for these people now. Maybe this is the thing. Maybe this is the linchpin.
It could be.
You stop voting for the morons that did this to you.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know, I mean, it's up to you. You can complain about it all day long, but if you don't do anything to change it, just overwhelmingly just keep punching that D, man, every time.
Yeah, I think it might be different.
I hope you're right. I mean, I don't know what's going
to
take.
At least according to polling.
I mean, they're making your life miserable now.
No doubt about it.
I mean, you know, I'll give you a mulligan on that, but don't do it again. All right? Don't do it again.
Okay, how many mulligans are you given? Because they're hitting about number 12 off the first tee, seems like.
Yeah. I'm
pretty
about
crazy.
Done with the mulligans. I'm not passing out anymore, right. So there.
Trump has spoken about political prosecutions, David. I haven't heard this clip. What's he saying?
Well, Donald Trump did an interview with Greg Kelly on Newsmax, and given his legal issues, you know, I mean, Greg decided to bring up Trump's decision to not go after Hillary Clinton after the 2016 election. Remember that interview where he's saying
60 Minutes.
Yeah, they're not bad people. The campaign, it gets heated. And that's a guy who, like many of us, had no idea how vicious the left was going to be.
You think about it. I remember when that happened. I think, Robbins, you just got out of the hospital. You were still in a hospital bed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us at the time, David, thought that was a good play from Trump because he already won. Just get on with it. And looking back now.
Right.
Boy, that was a mistake.
None of us knew how bad all this was.
No.
Right. So, okay, roll it.
Yeah, he was asked for his take on this.
Okay.
I didn't want to. I thought it would be a terrible thing. And there were opportunities, obviously, and good, strong control. Everything was good, but I did not want to. And I thought it would be a terrible thing for our country. They don't care. These people are radical lunatics. They don't care. And they have to be very careful with what they're doing because it comes back to bite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's why you hear all the shrieking on CNN and MSNBC and some of the others. He's going to imprison people that are against him. People that have broken the law. He's probably going to go after him this time, you would guess.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. Speaking of breaking the law, this story was like from last month. I remember when this happened, and there's an update to it. So hang on a sec. This woman that was Miss Israel in 2021, Noah Kotfa, I think I got the name right. She was hit in the face with, what is it, the butt of a protest placard? She had a black eye.
Dang.
This dude hit her with this thing. Because there were all these anti-Israel protests going on, and she was with a group that was pro-Israel and said, you know, we just want to do our own thing. And they came down, and one of the guys hit me. I had a black eye. I've never had a black eye before. She said police on the scene told her, well, we can't do anything. She said, I feel like if you're a police officer and you see a woman get hit in the face, you should probably find the guy because that's your job. But she's been there for weeks, or just trying to have conversations with people. I see this video. There's a table set up in New York, and she's sitting behind it, and it says, meet Miss Universe. And you can sit down and just have a conversation with her. So you got people lined up. Oh, I want to talk to Miss Universe. This would be cool.
Sure.
They don't know she's from Israel. So whoever put the video together, and it's done very well. This has got a little music behind it. But they're starting this conversation, and listen to what happens when she mentions where she's from.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Noah.
So where are you from?
Yes.
I go to Colombia.
No.
Spain.
Are you Czech?
I'm actually from Israel.
I'm going to stop this video now.
Oh! Israel, okay. Yeah.
See, I'm uneducated. The main thing that I get from news is about the women and children in Palestine.
We'll just stop there. And you know that's true on social media.
Yeah, watch the news. Seriously.
It's all sympathy.
That's what it is.
And while that is a terrible thing.
It is sad, yeah.
They don't tell the truth why that situation is what it is.
No, never, ever.
And so it goes on.
It makes Israelis seem to be bad people.
From the outside, it sometimes looks a little bit like you've got this big bully, the bully being Israel, the underdog being Palestine.
They're living in very, very harsh conditions right now.
Now, Miss Israel is going to let them know she was part of the IDF and helped people and tries to explain what's really going on. Because you can tell these people that have sat down are clueless. Have no idea the realities of the situation.
Hamas has been the ruling authority in Gaza. They haven't been taking care of their own civilians.
Yeah.
I was a combat medic. I spent 5 months near Gaza, and I saved Palestinians' lives. I treated everyone. There's literally terror tunnels underneath Gaza. Imagine you have the subway, but instead of subway, like underneath the ground, you have just like terror bases, and that's Gaza.
I didn't know that, by the way.
I didn't know that. How are you and your family?
We knew a lot of people.
They don't know there's terror tunnels in Gaza.
Wow.
Well, I don't know how you don't know that if you followed it all.
Maybe if you only get your news on TikTok, you wouldn't know it.
Well,
that's true. That's what I was going to say. When they say, I watch the news, it's scrolling through your phone.
Right. Exactly.
For you and your family.
We knew a lot of people were murdered on October 7th. You just look at life differently.
I'm glad your family's okay.
I'm really sorry to hear about what happened to your friends. I really wish the whole conflict would end.
Just one piece, actually. It's like our main goal. We don't want war. We never asked for war.
That's scary. I'm glad that you helped people.
You're a hero.
It was nice meeting you.
You too.
Stay safe, guys.
Gave you a little hope at the end. Like if you just have a conversation with not everybody, but I think most people, a lot of people, they're reasonable. Most people want peace.
I'm just glad they didn't have any of the campus freaks there that were pulling nonsense like they've been doing for weeks.
I don't know, man. It's not like we found out who all these people were. There were at least three that looked like they would fit right in with the campus freaks.
Mm-hmm.
But just from the interview you had yesterday, David, there was a campus freak that had no idea what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not really sure what NYU is doing with Israel, but I'm here to protest, though.
Oh, the divest thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was told to do, because it's good versus evil, and Hamas is on the side of good. Yeah. What the?
I just love the fact that they always use the word, we demand they divest.
Yes.
You demand. Get out of my sight. Go. You demand.
Oh, boy.
Stop.
Do you want me to just heap it on Robbins right now, David?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Let me pull this up.
Do we have
up,
another
then.
You demand moment?
I think we do. Great. I got to pull it up here. I wasn't even going to use it today, but now it's almost like you're begging for it.
Well.
One of your favorites, Ilhan Omar, was welcomed with open arms at Columbia yesterday. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to check out what was going on there, make sure the protesters were being treated fairly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So their demands could be met.
Right. Their demands. All right.
Part of the goal.
Yeah.
Message are you sending today with your visit to the cabinet?
I just wanted to see and make sure that that we were hearing from the young people that it is peaceful, that they want the issue to be focused on the demands that they are making, and that, you know, we should not conflate other things that are happening elsewhere to the encampments that are happening on college campus.
So their demands can be met.
As a parent, and you guys know this, you know, when your child is demanding another donut, and they've already had one, you say no. No, you don't get another donut. They'll whine, they'll bitch, they'll cry, and then we'll stop doing it after a while because they know better. It's not going to get them anywhere. Nothing's going to get done. You don't demand anything.
Like, you're 21 years old now.
Shut up.
An adult.
Yeah.
Do you understand negotiation? Do you understand the pecking order? Do you demand based on what?
And
who are you?
Whatever happened to the practice of we don't negotiate with terrorists? We don't.
They do. Our current administration
does. That was the rule.
Yeah.
They could demand all day. Doesn't matter.
No, that's all changed.
Yeah, now all of a sudden we're mollycoddling terrorists again.
Yes.
Golly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Four more years.
Pause.
Out of the New York Post, attractive women inspire men to tell the truth and women to lie.
That's not true.
That's totally not true. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy it either because I've seen it, you know, in reverse in reality. But this is the way they did the study. This was in the Journal of Economic Behavior and Organization. They gave men and women, 110 individuals each, a questionnaire with an image of a woman attached and falsely told participants it was the face of the scientist leading the study. Okay. They're like, better tell the truth. So it sort of takes out the guy trying to impress the
might
beautiful
have a
woman
shot.
Sort of thing.
So they're saying we don't have a shot at this, right?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But half the questionnaires featured the image of a typically attractive woman, the other half a less attractive woman. And the results showed men were more likely to behave more honestly when they believed that this was the beautiful woman that was conducting it. But there was a beauty penalty toward attractive women from the women, which is not surprising to a whole lot of people.
That's not surprising. Not
at all.
No.
Yes. Researchers attributed women's reactions to an attractive female to, quote, the negative emotional priming of female jealousy and envy, which is related to social comparison theory. You can call it that. It's just, a lot of times women are jealous of other women. I mean, you talk to a whole lot of women that had a woman boss. Holy mackerel.
Oof.
Say it was the worst ever. I mean, and it's anecdotal, I know.
It is anecdotal, but
you've seen it. Men's behavior, on the other hand, was linked to the beauty premium. What it's called. A previously proven phenomenon that has found that beautiful people are often assumed to have good character traits and a good life.
Oh, well.
Well, maybe this really goes into guys are easily duped by a pretty face.
I think that's got more to do with it.
Sure, here's my credit card number.
I think they think they have a shot, so they'll lie like a rug, yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing, is because no guy has ever looked at a beautiful woman and honestly said, yes, I'd love to watch that episode of Grey's Anatomy.
That's true.
And meant it.
Okay, I guess it's just the contrarian in me to push back. This whole thing, the beauty premium. Beautiful people are assumed to have good character traits and a good life. Not exactly a lot of hotties at these protests, I've noticed. Yeah, no.
Again,
always like the, I always like the person lads from those women, too. No games, no drama. It's like a dude should just go, I play games, there's a lot of drama. Don't you want me? No games, no drama. Okay.
This cracks me up. You know what? We got to get to a news update. And there is a heartwarming cat story for you, Scott and David.
Oh, I love this story.
And then we got the Friday Five to get ready for. It's a great one today. All coming up right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
It's no secret, when you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's simple math.
And that can be a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so you do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
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 The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Lakers going to lose. Lakers going to lose. Yeah. Of course, the basketball playoffs are here. Baseball season.
Yep.
Spawn us. Hockey playoffs. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, it's the simplest way to get in on the action. You just pick two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and submit your lineup.
Yeah, this playoff season, too, the star players mean more on Prize Picks. Keep an eye out for the starred players. They're on the board there, and you could receive a 10% payout boost if they're in your winning lineup.
Prize Picks also offers injury insurance so that your lineup stay in play even if one of your players gets injured.
So if you have a player who leaves the game in the first half, doesn't come back for the second, Prize Picks will not count that as a loss.
And if you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into a grand.
And all you have to do is pick more or less on the stat projections of at least two players.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about tinkering with any lineups with Prize Picks. It's really easy.
Yeah, that's why more than 5 million people have downloaded the app.
So just download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks. First deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less, Prize Picks.
There you go. It's that easy.
Four more years.
Yeah.
I wish they would have said the pause part, too, the crowd back at him.
Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years. You got to switch up the time signature, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Did you hear what happened to Biden last night? He forgot the date of the January 6th riot.
He's done that a bunch of times.
Really?
He did.
June 6th.
He says again June?
Yeah. Yeah. He said June the 6th and July the 6th multiple times.
Yeah.
It's June a stutter.
6th. D-Day? January.
Four more years.
Yeah.
Four more years.
Pick more or less. Less! Please!
I'm Ron Burgundy.
All right, we got to get you set up for the Friday Five. This is a fun one.
It really is, and I don't know what a tie-in is, really, other than it's just fun to do.
Yeah, it
did we see it somewhere or just realize that we'd never done it before and how much fun it would be to do? It's 90s one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Yes.
Well, there was a lot of one-hit wonders in the 90s.
Absolutely. And it was tough to rank this because you're going by our regular formula, which is, okay, how big was the song? Well, it was a hit for sure. It's a one-hit wonder. But then how much does it stand the test of time? There are a lot of those that don't. A few do.
Yeah, that gets dicey there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then how much do you personally like the song?
Wow. 90s, huh?
All goes into it. 90s one-hit wonders. If you want to get in early, the number is 1-888-485-MVCR. Again, 1-888-485-MVCR. Friday 5, 90s one-hit wonders next.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's Friday. That means our Friday Five.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday Five.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every Friday, our countdown to Friday Five. Taking a break from news, having some fun. Today, the greatest 90s one-hit wonders. I don't think we've ever done this before.
I don't think so either. Holy cow.
There are a lot of them.
Holy cow. There are many. I didn't realize how many there were in the 90s. Holy smokes.
Spoiler alert. Macarena didn't make the top five. Honorable mention, though. Anybody remember who did this song?
Los Del Rios.
There you go. You played this at top 40, right?
Yep.
Another proud moment for Scotty Robbins. Yep.
Had to be excited about it, too.
How do you sell that one?
Hey, man, it's 10 past 8 o'clock, 8:10. Get your morning off and running this morning. How about a little Macarena? Here's Los Del Rios.
Yes.
I love
Hit Radio.
I think it's from the 1996 Democrat National Convention where they played this, and all the dorks in the arena are dancing to it. You got Hillary Clinton doing the Macarena and all that crap.
No. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just one example. If you want to get in, the number is 1-888-485-MVCR. There's a lot to get to. I think for every call, we're going to have to play three honorable mentions.
All right. So let's start off with Woody in Vancouver. Hey, Woody.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I relate to that Emory professor who was arrested even after she screeched, "But I'm a professor." Pause.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. I went fishing on Tuesday, and a game warden dared to ask for my license, so I screamed, "But I'm Gilligan."
Do you know who I am?
All right, Woody, what you got?
Right. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm very surprised of?
You don't have it.
I think I do have it.
Oh, okay.
I did have it, yeah. A little bit of Monica in my life. I'm surprised it's not in the five because David said yesterday, "I make no apologies. I like this song.
I love this song. I tried to get it in the top five, but I couldn't. I mean, the test of time on that is lousy."
Yeah, we started riffing different lyrics of this yesterday.
Well, I mean,
not suitable for air.
I mean, I will say the little behind the music trivia. Did you know that guy was German?
I did not. You said that yesterday. Blew my mind.
Lou, I did not know
no
that.
Lou Vega is actually his middle name. It's one word, but he split it up, Lou and Vega.
Oh, man. Do you, David, you would have been like 13 years old, so this probably passed your time. Disney did like these sorts of songs, and then they would change the lyrics to a little bit of Mickey and Minnie and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And my daughter had one of those CDs. It was freaking torture.
Oh, gosh, I bet it was.
Yeah, the Disney-fied hits.
Play it again. Package. Play it again. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know what was a one-hit wonder? Sinead O'Connor. Prince song. That was big.
Yep.
We were talking about Test of Time. It's so sad it doesn't get played a whole lot. So that did not make it. If you want a toe tapper, though. I know. I just see you bop into that, Robin.
Oh, yeah. They took more and more and more from the Andrea Truth Connection and then sampled it in that song.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go ahead and say it. I really don't know. Is Len a person? Is that a group? What is Len?
I don't know.
I think Len is the group.
I think it's the group, too. I think they're all those formulated jingle singers that got together and released
got it.
A single.
Yeah, it's the Lynn. It's the group. Yeah, apparently they consist of siblings, Mark and Sharon, and a revolving lineup of touring and studio musicians.
Yeah, those prefab things, man, they were all over the place in the 90s.
Siblings, you say? You had to play that too, didn't you, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no wonder you're such a bitter old man.
I'll tell you what, man, this is a pretty much pop perfection type song. It's hooky as hell.
Pop perfection still equals dog crap.
Well, I mean, it was a big hit, a huge record.
Remember reading an interview with one of the guys from Hanson about what's the meaning of this song? Like, there's a deeper meaning to Mbop. And they said, well, it's about friendship because Mbop, your friends are there, and then Mbop, your friends are gone, is what he said.
Man, that's enlightening, isn't it?
It was a fun song. It was a fun song. It was great on the radio at that time.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
Now on with the countdown, and who's next?
We got Alan in Oregon. Hey, Alan.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. One-hit wonders. I always come back to Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping. Yeah, buddy.
Did you play that, too?
Yep.
Okay, what do you give this for Test of Time? It's been used in so many different things.
Yeah.
Movies.
Disney.
Kind of a comedy number now. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's actually pretty good because did you know that this is actually the theme song that is played every time Joe Biden rises the staircase into Air Force One?
I get no time. slips.
Yeah. You're never going to keep him down.
No. That could have been a contender there. That could have been.
That's a fun song.
Yeah, it was. You know what I liked, honestly? I thought that was fun.
Sherry Poppin' Daddies, baby.
Yeah.
Where I saw them on a show one time, like something on television. I don't even remember what the performance was. And my mom said, wow, that's really nice. That's cool music that the kids are into now.
Yeah.
What's the name of the band? And I said, it's Cherry Pop and Daddies. And she says, they're what? And I didn't know what that was referring to because I was in middle school.
Right.
And I learned that day what that was referring to.
Hosts is Cherry Pies.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that when you had the talk?
That was one of several times I had the talk.
Got it. Yeah, Kiss's Love Gun was the song that got me the talk. Anyway, on with the countdown. One hit wonders from the 90s. Who's next?
We got Greg in Portland. Hey, Greg.
Greetings, my fellow mulists.
Thank you, Greg, and greetings to you.
Yeah.
So one thing I have to gripe about is this media calling this pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas. Cut the crap. It's terrorism. What is going on? What's wrong with people?
There you go.
It's well said.
Yeah.
Voice of the people. I like that.
Absolutely.
And so my wife always tells me this all the time. I'm too sexy by Right Said Fred. Monica always tells me I'm too sexy.
Well, Go with it, man.
She tells us, yeah, for crying out loud. Yes. Another one Robin's played at top 40. So
sexy, yep. It
hurts. Now, did you do some sort of remote where you shaved your head and went shirtless and you did the whole catwalk thing?
No, that was for the NFL draft. I did that.
I got it.
Yeah. I painted my chest, too. Yeah.
Ladies loved it, too.
Oh, yeah. They did. Right Said Fred, man. Fill the dance floor when that one came on.
You know, another one. One-hit wonder. And we spent way too much time on this, putting it together yesterday. And then... I'll admit it. I couldn't get it out of my head the rest of the day, and neither could you, Scott.
Oh, I know. Gosh.
I risk playing it again. That is Snow.
That is Snow.
White rapper. And he didn't want the fuzz coming around, okay? Killing his groove.
Licky boom boom down, yeah.
Yeah. You know what a licky boom boom down is?
I didn't until yesterday.
It's a beat down.
Yeah, now I know.
Because if you're the cop informer, you're going to get a licky boom boom down.
Got it.
And Snow's going to let you know it.
Snow.
Heck yeah. Better believe it.
Snow and Vanilla Ice should have toured together.
They should, man.
I mean, that's a perfect matchup, right?
Would love that.
Yeah.
All right, David, who's next?
We got Gary in Washington. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Gary. What you thinking today?
Hey, how about... I'm thinking pretty good grunge song from the 90s, Possum Kingdom by the Toadies.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude.
I love this song, man.
This song has, like, three different hooks in it.
Yeah, it does. It,
the subject matter is troubling.
Very troubling. Very dark.
Contrary to popular belief, not actually based on a real location, not actually based on a real, you know, murder and string.
Which is good.
Yes.
Yes. But, man, yeah, all these three parts of the way it went together, you're like, wow. And a lot of people thought this band has a future.
Not so much.
Not so much. Speaking of, like, rock bands, 90s one-hit wonder, do you remember?
I love this song.
Space Hog.
What a great band.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude married Steven Tyler's daughter, Liv Tyler.
That's right. I knew somebody was married to somebody famous there.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some Todd Rundgren connection, too? Some kind of weird, if I remember correctly. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought she was married, Liv Tyler was married to a guy in that band, which is Todd Rundgren's daughter. He raised her.
Oh, you're talking about Liv Tyler.
Yes, Liv Tyler was with somebody in that band, but her dad, according to her, was always Todd Rundgren, because he raised her.
What'd it have to do with the guy in the band?
Well, the guy in the band was married to Liv Tyler.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right, and that's a Steven Tyler connection. The connection to Todd Rundgren is Todd Rundgren was always considered her father because he raised her.
Got it.
There you go. See, it went around. But anyway, she was a big fan of Space Hog.
Man, you had me so confused there.
Yeah,
you
know I didn't mean to be confusing, well, yeah.
You know what I think you might deserve for that?
Fairness. He's got a real shot at being the White House press secretary.
Yeah, right. I know, and I didn't think it was that difficult, but I'm trying to A-B it, yeah. Not, I apologize for that.
No problem, dude.
In case you want to read the transcript, good luck.
Well, here's good news. Right now, we're looking for number one, number two, three, four, and five.
Holy cow, wow.
For greatest 90s one-hit wonders. Oh, that's a fun list. We'll wrap it up coming up in just a few.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right, we got a news update to get to, the Robbins trifecta. But first, we got to finish up the Friday Five today. 90s one-hit wonders. We have zero of the top five so far, but some great honorable mentions.
Zero?
Zero in the top five so far.
Okay, well, it's tough.
We had stuff like, you know, Marky Mark and Space Hog and Snow. Informer, Licky Boom Boom Down. Who's next, David?
Let's talk to Mary in Delaware. Hey, Mary.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mary. Yeah. What you thinking today?
I thought of a couple more good ones while I was holding, but the one I called in with is What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Oh, yeah.
Number five.
Did you play that at Top 40, Scott?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we played that at Rock. It was polarizing. People either hated it.
Loved it. Yeah, that's always a tough record. Yeah.
You blew up the phones, man. Yeah. She's got an incredible voice. Yeah.
Give me a call. Fog up my phone, honey.
All right, who's next, David?
We got Peter in Vancouver. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Peter.
Marcy's Playground.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I smell sex and can be here. Who's that lounging in my That is a one-hit wonder. That was one and done. Who's that and David did some digging on this song. It's like, what?
I don't know what I smell sex and candy means. I don't have no idea what it's supposed to mean. The guy who wrote the song doesn't know what it means. He was inspired because he was with some lady and she walked into a room and says, it smells like sex and candy in here, and he thought that would make a good hook. He doesn't know what the song is about either, so you can stop losing sleep at night.
Okay.
He kicked her out after she said that. Get out of here, you freak.
Surprised he just didn't say, well, do you like candy?
Yeah, what do you think?
All right, who's next, David?
Let's talk to John in Connecticut. Hey, John.
John! Oh, we don't want to lose John.
We lost John.
Yeah. What did John have?
Divinals. Touch My Soul.
Oh, yeah. Did you play that one at Top 40, Scott?
Yep.
How'd you intro that? You could get away with more at rock radio than the Top 40.
Yeah, you couldn't really get to play it pretty straight.
Got it.
Yeah. Thinking about you and touching myself. Here's the Divinals.
Do you remember her name?
I almost said Martha Davis, but that's not right.
Christina Amplay.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. All right, David, who's next?
Let's talk to Kevin in Illinois. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on? Happy wet, socking wet Friday, guys.
Yeah, no
Kev, good to hear from you, man.
Hey, not a lot of rock on this list here, Jamie, but and I'm not going to add any to it. So let's go with You Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
Great song.
Look at Robin's bobbing.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Man, they really wanted to be you too, didn't they?
Boy. He was a poppy guy.
Yeah. You know, and then you get into the bands that's like, all right, were they really a one-hit wonder? Because sometimes people will say, Faith No More.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song, too.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, we got to roll, man. Yeah. We got like a minute left. We got four to get to.
Yeah,
we're not going to do it.
Yeah, we got.
We're going to have to roll through.
All right.
I think.
Let's do it.
Through the bottom of the hour, I'm fine with that.
Breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Somebody told us not to do that.
We do have
They've
Doug.
They've never done this before. They can
we're
shut
rebels,
up.
Man. We're rebels.
We got Doug in Washington. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Doug. What you thinking, man?
No Rain, Blind Melon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Guess what? That's a walk-off.
Number one. And I start to complain
that there's no rain. Because that's a test of timer.
Oh, it sure is. And all I can do
is read a book to stay away. The late, sometimes great Shannon Hoon. I mean,
nobody sounded like him.
No. He was good buddies with Axl. You know, he was in the Don't Cry video. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
They grew up together, right?
He was younger, but yeah, they were buddies. And
dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
rock and roll casualty.
No doubt. All right, we'll get to the others coming up. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Biggest story today, David.
Selfishly, is that we're getting a Friday 5 overtime. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. It never happens.
No,
I know.
Never.
We got to do it, man. I mean, there's a bunch of honorable mentions, too.
Well, this was
about.
Wide. This was so wide open.
Oh, yeah. Right here, right now. Oh, yeah, Jesus Jones. They were going to take over the world, remember?
Yeah. Big video.
Oh, yeah. It was huge. But we will certainly get to a news update. There's some stuff going on today, especially all the crap on campus and then the Trump trial. So we will get to all that. And then the Robbins trifecta. Maybe the Robbins trifecta will be three top 40 songs that he played in the 90s that he secretly loves but is embarrassed to admit. No, you got three other stories that we will get to. All coming up right here. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know, on Friday, we do the Friday Five. We still have, like, number four, three, and two that we didn't have time to get to. We got to do that.
It was all over the place, man. Just crazy today.
Yes. I mean, there's other news going on. I mean, yeah, there's still craziness on the campuses, and David Pecker is testifying again today in the Trump trial. There's all that stuff, and we got the Robbins trifecta coming up in just a few. But to finish up, the Friday Five. Number one was Blind Melon, No Rain. Four Non-Blondes at five with What's Up. Number four.
Number four.
Alana Miles.
Yeah.
You played this at top four. It was big everywhere.
Monster.
Rock radio played this. Adult Contemporary radio played it. Yeah. And you thought she was going to have a great long career.
Well, you know, it's a debut single, shoots up to number one, and like you think, okay, well, and it wasn't to be at all.
Did you ever meet her?
No, I don't think so.
One of our friends did.
I think I interviewed her once, but
I think he couldn't speak because she was striking.
He
was like slobbering on himself.
Pretty woman, yep.
Embarrassed himself. Number three.
Number three. A 1-900 mix a lot. The kick of nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
That was a big song, no doubt about it.
That scratching thing was so part of the 90s.
Totally. Well, and to say that that's not a test of time, there are kids today that know that song.
Yeah, they know it.
Didn't they sell ribs or something with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
They sold
like Applebee's or some kind of thing. Yeah.
Bunch of different things with that. And then...
Number two.
great song.
I love this song. I really do.
I do too.
I mean, it's sad and depressing, but it's really good. And I don't know if David could ever hear this song without getting ticked off at Mick and Keith.
Well, the Rolling Stones were jerks about it.
Agree 100%.
They sampled an orchestral version of an old Rolling Stones song.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stones look at this up-and-coming band and decide to sue them. And it killed the band.
It did.
I mean, they've given them songwriting credit again. That was a story a few years ago.
Yeah, try to make it right.
Yeah, but, I mean, dude, through it all, Keith Richards in an interview a few years ago is like, well, why, do I regret it? No, they ripped me off. Well, no, they didn't rip you off. Dude, stop it.
Dude.
Your entire career was based off of ripping off other musicians, man. Come on.
Well, blues guys and stuff like that. Yeah. Come on, Keith.
Yep.
Give me a break. Oh, before your trifecta, Scott.
Yeah.
Maybe just a few memories, since we're doing 90s one-hit wonders of stuff you played at Top 40 Radio. Very proud.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. I'm
is that Aqua?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that why you drank so much in the 90s?
Yeah. I can still hear my GM on the phone. Do we have to play this?
He was giving you the permission to not play it?
Well, yeah. He just kept questioning everything. Everything that didn't fit into his Grateful Dead profile, he was mad about.
And so you fought for the right to play Mardi Gras?
I just played the hits, man. I didn't pick, you know. I mean, people want to hear it, they want to hear it. I'm not, you know, I'm not the arbiter of all things taste here.
Got it.
Played that one the heck out of it.
Who is this?
Ace of Base.
Very good. The Sign. That's another big one. Man, oh, man.
They had a couple of big hit stuff. I don't think they were.
Oof. And then there are some of these that make, like, honorable mention that I'm not even sure I know until I play it. Do I know this?
Yeah.
I don't
Lisa
know
Lisa Loeb, Stay.
Do you know this, David?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was big.
I didn't listen to those stations, to be honest.
Yeah, the little cat glasses that she used to wear. Talk so all the time. So.
Got it. The best part is you grooving and singing along. Always.
This is number one record. This is huge.
That was number one?
It was on my playlist at number one at the time. I don't know about nationally. I'm not sure. It was at least a top 10.
I'm glad we didn't play that at Rock, for crying out loud.
Well, it doesn't really rock.
No, we played. Yeah. Lit. That's a fun song.
See, that was that era of rock radio that happened, and you had to figure out how to play BTO after this.
Yeah, a lot of stations.
On the same
okay,
station,
yeah, we can't,
like,
play BTO
what you,
anymore.
What
yeah.
do you do with that, you know? Everything was yeah. produced so hot.
Oh, yeah. Man, we could keep going.
It's good
but
stuff,
I know
though.
We got to get to your track. Oh. Is this a song you really like, David?
It's a guilty pleasure. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
Sixpence, none the richer.
Yep.
Yeah. Do I just have a vision in my head of, like, adult contemporary stations that would have, like, TV commercials that would always have that song?
Yeah. A big research record, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to move on. We got to get to other things now. Okay, now you
oh,
do that
D-Life.
To me.
D-Life. Yes.
Yeah, that's a dance clubber right there.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
A little Jimmer out on the dance floor just cutting a rug, baby, with his python boots on. Yep.
So ridiculous.
And Spurs.
Please,
yep.
Is Casey ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring him in. Let's move on.
He
here
played them all, too.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the top three stories, according to Scott Robbins, helped by his hero.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
All right. Hey, come over this weekend. We'll do this 90s thing, man. We'll play a lot of songs.
I'm ready.
You don't want to do it?
I'm ready. Yeah, three.
Do it. Never, ever does he want to do it. Okay. Fine. I'll play him without you.
Three.
Number three, Biden is warning about the correspondence dinner, apparently. That
this
stupid
is so
thing they do
weird, man. The internal polls inside the White House are not good right now. As a matter of fact, they're horrible. So now they are feeling compelled to try to shore up the journalist vote by reminding them this could, in fact, be the final year of the correspondence dinner if you know who is elected.
Are you joking?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
They are saying, hey, you correspond. You better get serious about this. The end of democracy is nigh. You know, he's never went to one. He never went to one.
No.
Ever, when he was president.
Trump did not, no.
So ahead of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, DNC Rapid Response Director, a guy by the name of Alex Pink Floyd, said this. He said, look, I mean, there's going to be jokes, and all jokes aside, though, this weekend, it's a reminder of what's at stake with an angry, vengeful Trump on the ballot. He may be a punchline, but he's also a sad, vindictive, wannabe authoritarian who shows no respect for the First Amendment or the Fourth Estate. He'll cancel the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He won't do it. Oh, my God, what am I going to do without the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
They'll still do it. Who cares?
He may pull the plug on the whole thing, apparently. That's what they're saying. That's what they're telling these journalists when they go in. I don't know how America's going to survive without the annual circle jerk that goes on there, but hey, they might.
By the way, side story we didn't have time to get to earlier.
Yep.
This was in the New York Post. Inside the failed White House coup to oust Biden press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I saw that story. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like these aides are like, we got to get her out of here. I mean, Biden can barely put a sentence together. We need someone that's better at this to cover for the president.
Well, they tried to give her like a golden parachute sort of thing. Like, hey, why don't you go and do a show on MSNBC? And it'd be great. You could further your career that way.
As far as I know, I don't know that there were any of those types of jobs out there waiting for her.
I don't know either, but they were claiming that, hey, you can really parlay this into something big.
Well, and usually the press secretaries last about 18 months. You're past that, so now would be time. She ain't going anywhere.
Well, what's she going to do?
And they say that, well, there was people quoted in the story, Karine doesn't have an understanding of the issues, and she reads the bookbinder word for word. She doesn't have a grasp of the issues, and she doesn't spend time to learn them.
Yep.
She won't do it. I mean, and some people, I don't know, would you agree? Worst press secretary that we've ever seen?
Yeah!
Not a one-hit wonder. Counting Crows had more than that.
That's probably true, yeah.
I would guess so, yeah.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day up to number...
Two.
Number two, the Taliban has a seat at the table for climate change talks.
This is crazy. You know, until I saw this today, I thought we were all doomed to die because, well, the earth is literally burning right now. But it might just be saved. The Taliban government has entered its first talks with the United Nations donors and non-governmental organizations over the impact of climate change in Afghanistan. After four decades of war, Afghanistan ranks as one of the countries least prepared to deal with climate change.
And I don't think the women in Afghanistan right now are fearing climate change so much.
No, they're not. They'd like to have an education, though. That wouldn't be bad. We'd
like
start there.
Some of their rights back, maybe.
Well, and the reason may be, I mean, cynical me, may be because, well, there's a lot of money to be made to throw into Afghanistan should they decide to jump on board the climate change. Because they'll just throw money at them. It won't, you know, here's $1 billion to...
That's like a Babylon Bee story.
I know.
Wow.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Number one, a cat got mailed?
Yeah, little cat. Galena is the name of the cat. Carrie and Matt Clark said that their cat, like many cats, likes to hide in boxes. I know this, David, you know this because you got cats.
Oh, sure.
They love boxes. She loves to play in the boxes. It's part of her personality, Carrie said. The cat's amusing habit of hiding in the boxes led to a very scary situation, though. Wednesday, April the 10th was the day Galena's owners couldn't find their pet anywhere. They were looking everywhere. Unbeknownst to them, Galena had left the house in a large box of shoes that Matt had sent out to return to Amazon. The cat's inside! The cat was hiding in the box, which contained a pair of cat footwear shoes, among others. It was
closed up.
Hold
on. Cat footwear.
Caterpillar.
Okay, I thought for a second you were talking
about...
No,
not little booties for the cat, no.
Okay.
Yeah, caterpillar footwear. He had, like, the boots and that kind
of
thing.
Got it, all right.
So they didn't fit. He sent him back to get another pair. The thing was closed up, causing the cat to get sent out with the returns. Well, they went through the house. They were searching everywhere for their missing cat. Couldn't find it. They said, oh, this cat, we love this cat. We've had this cat for 6 years. My gosh, I've turned the house upside down. A week after realizing their cat had gone missing, Matt and Carrie got a call from someone with a wonderful surprise. Galena's microchip had been scanned in Riverside, California, 650 miles away from them. And the chip's information had led them to get their cat back. They called. They said, hey, here's your number. An employee at the distribution station.
So the husband's plot was foiled.
Yeah. See, there you go. More specifically, though, an employee at the Amazon distribution station had found the feline, popped a package open, and there was a cat inside. The employees identified them as the rightful owners. They returned the cat, and everybody had a happy ending. See, that's nice.
Except the husband. He knew that cat was in there.
Wonder if she looked at him, you son of a... You did this on purpose, didn't you?
They needed that cat that knew how to say no when they were starting to put the box and tape it up. That cat just...
I agree.
Thing. That would have helped a lot.
And there you have it.
Man, I'll tell you what, they do get in there, though. But, man, I can't imagine putting boots in a box and the cat's in there and you don't notice it.
I'm telling you, dude.
I don't know how that happens.
I don't know if that was, yeah.
That marriage may be on the rocks now.
I'm not going to say anything else as a happy ending. I was just going to mess with you, but you'll get offended. And we don't.
That's all right.
We don't want that. Don't want to upset Scott or the cat. No. All right. News update. And Nimrod's in the news. Coming up right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Said it before, it's no secret. You spend less money on running your business. You get to keep more money. It's just simple math.
And it's hard to do right now because everything's so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Yeah, reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud. No hardware required.
So you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
More than 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
And backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
It's netsuite.com/MVR. News update, David Van Camp.
Oh, man, left media is freaking out about this. They've got a juicy little tidbit about Kristi Noem. She's the governor of South Dakota and rumored potential running mate. And I'm not even a big fan of Kristi Noem.
No, I'm not either. I mean, she's fine, whatever.
Yeah, she kind of backed down during the whole letting dudes play in women's sports thing in a
big way
when she didn't have to. Now, she's got a book coming out, and I'll just read you what the headlines are saying. Kristi Noem reveals she shot her puppy dead.
Oh, gosh.
Now, what happened, the story is actually more involved with this. And, you know, she's a farm girl. She's, you know, grew up in rural America. What happened was several years ago, she had a dog that was supposed to be a hunting dog and was apparently not well trained. And she had gotten out to talk with her neighbors on the way back from a hunting trip once. And the dog, young dog, gets out of her truck and goes and kills a bunch of her neighbor's chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And so Kristi Noem said, well, yeah, I had to write a check. How much do you want to replace the chickens? I understand that's a financial burden for you and all of that. And then she, well, old Yellered the dog, which is what people do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You grew up around a farm community. Yes.
Yeah, I saw some things.
I mean,
that's the reality.
It wasn't like the dog was peeing on the carpet and she shot it. I mean,
right.
It was a problem.
No. Yeah. I get it.
But you know people are going to freak out.
Well, sure.
Better believe that. All right. We got to get to Nimrod. It's a wild one. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. Go to California. There's a cleaning company called Pink Sponge Cleaning, and they've got this fleet of 25 bright pink-colored Volkswagen Bugs.
Oh.
These three girls, late teens, I think, break in, start wreaking havoc, blasting a fire extinguisher, etching into the car's paint, breaking every headlight, and then they're twerking on the hoods.
Dang.
Of the bugs.
Have you seen the video? Because it's out there.
It's not pleasant. It's exactly what you would expect it to be.
Yep.
Owner said they were there for hours. $25,000 damage. Dang. They're in a lot of trouble. Public caning? I said yes. That's Nimrods in the News.